Welcome to season 15. Hey. Welcome to season 15. Listen Notes, Castro, Stitcher, CastBox, Pandora, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and iHeartRadio. And iHeartRadio. That's where you can listen in to Life Tips. Everywhere that you get your podcasts. Hey, we everywhere. Hey,
16 countries.
We everywhere.
Yay!
Listen.
Yay!
Everywhere.
Yay! Today's podcast episode is about the importance of hydration. As you all know, we are approaching summertime very quickly. In fact, according to the calendar, the first day of summer officially begins on June 21st. And while I am very excited, I am also very cautious because there is a huge, huge importance on hydration. In other words, it's key to be hydrated. Period, when it comes to summertime. It's not a good thing to be caught outdoors and your entire body is falling apart because of dehydration. So I recommend that you take a listen to this podcast episode and jot down the tips I have for you so that as summertime progresses, no matter how hot it gets, you will not find yourself in a situation where you are going to the ER for them to pump fluids in your body, because believe me, that is the absolute worst experience ever. What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate, and you're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit. You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day. So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started. Hey, you.
Yeah,
you. Are you new to Life Tips? Well then, welcome aboard. Do me a favor and hit that follow button, subscribe button, however it's worded, and follow the show so that you'll be notified every time there's a new episode. You'll join the numerous amounts of people who download the show each day and add it to their everyday lives. Now, if you're a current or faithful listener of the show who has been with us since day one, welcome back. I hope to continue leading you in the right direction, and I hope that you continue to enjoy the show as per usual. Thank you so much. This has been Nate, the host of Life Tips Podcast, just greeting you, and yeah, all right then, let's get started. Staying hydrated is extremely key now that we are going into the main part of spring and summer 2023. So the only things that I want to highlight in this podcast episode are this. Number one, make sure you know your body. If you are not drinking enough water, I suggest you drink water like crazy going into spring and summer. I would also add in bits and pieces of electrolyte type water. So get water with electrolytes that will replenish you, and also Gatorade. Gatorade is great replenishing you with electrolytes and getting you back hydrated 100%. And then the second thing I want to say is time it out right. So every couple of hours throughout each day, drink something, whether it's a Gatorade, water, etc., so you can stay hydrated and stay physically active and not have to go into a state of panic mode because your body is not getting enough that it needs in terms of hydration. So that is the main two most important steps. Those are the main two most important things when it comes to staying hydrated as we go into spring and summer. Yes, this was a very short podcast episode, but it needed to be made. This needed to be said, and it needs to be mentioned. So if you don't remember anything else, the important thing is that you drink water, drink Gatorade, drink stuff with electrolytes in it as often as you possibly can throughout each day that passes, so that your body does not go into shutdown mode. Got it? Good. Hey, Life Tips Podcast, and this is our sponsor. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. All right. Double portion podcast episode today. We first talked about the importance of hydration. That was our first topic. Now we're going to switch gears and talk about summer 2023. Why? Because it's almost here. And I want to talk about how unsatisfied I've been during summer 2020, 2021. And 2022. But before we talk about that, I'm going to briefly reference summer 2019 and how summer 2019 needs to come back. Literally needs to come back. Maybe not in the same way, because it's clearly not going to be, but it has to come back in a similar way to where I can finally say that I've enjoyed a summertime for once and not dreaded a summertime. So that's what I want to talk about in topic number two for today's podcast episode. Summer 2019. So at the time, I had two friends who lived in Silver Spring. And my relationship with my best friend Raven and my best friend China were still relatively new. About a year in to both. And so I was gaining friends, but I wasn't gaining the face-to-face interaction that was needed until summer 2019, when my bro, Mikhail, got me hip to Silver Spring. Through him, I met Brittany, and we vibed out. Now, over time, they went Splitsville in their friendship, and I kept in touch with both of them. But life happens. But the reason why 2019 summer was great was because of Silver Spring. I was gone almost every single week or weekend. There's something called Liddy in the City. I remember going to that every month almost, or every couple of months in 2019. Liddy in the City is still there. It started as a Sunday brunch, then decided to keep the party going. In other words, I was there for the start of Liddy in the City. It started as a Sunday brunch in 2019. And then the expansion began. 2020, it grew. 2021, it grew. 2022, it grew. Now, Liddy in the City has expanded as a business, and they are in LA as well. So, Liddy in the City is pretty much where a bunch of young people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, etc., etc., get together for basically a super long happy hour. For example, Saturday, May 20th, which was last week, from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Massive party. Booked out at the Harlot, D.C. Liddy in the City is back and better. Next week, which is actually this week now, May 26th, Lost Society, I've been there, Friday night affair from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. You get the point, right? There's drinks, hookah, vapes, a bunch of different stuff at these get-togethers and parties. But make no mistake, there is room for networking. And also there's room to be put in amazing professional photos taken at these venues. There is paid security at these venues, so it's totally, you know, safe. Been there, went there a bunch of times in 2019. It was so much fun. And while I don't plan on paying my money to go to Liddy in the City nearly as much as I did in 2019, I do plan to enjoy myself to that extent again in summer 2023, where I've got something going on almost every weekend or every other weekend. And you know the crazy part? I didn't have a car at that point. Obviously, we can scratch summer 2021 and summer 2020. Because summer 2020 was the COVID summer, we had nothing going on. Summer 2021, everyone was on edge still. So there really wasn't much to do. Plus, summer 2021 is when I started working full time. Summer 2022 was not fun at all. Because again, I was mostly working, making money, paying bills, etc., etc., etc. And despite having a girlfriend in summer 2021 and summer 2022, because of the breakup, summer 2022, at least the rest of it, was absolutely terrible. So that's 3 summers of terribleness after 2019. So the question that I have to ask myself, and if you're listening and you've been going through something like this, where your summers have been boring, dry, and dull, then you've got to ask yourself this exact same question. How are you going to change the narrative and make summer 2023 10 times better than what you experienced before? So before we go to commercial break, let me quickly give you a rundown of what my plans were going to be heading into this upcoming summertime.
What is up, family? It's your hostess with the mostest, T the GOAT, from over at Powerfully Black and Excellent, the podcast that seeks to make your skinfolk your kinfolk all across the nation, baby. Now look, if you're looking for a platform that highlights Black entrepreneurs and business professionals, we got your back. If you're looking for a podcast that's going to light that fire up underneath you to start that business that you keep putting on the back burner, we got your back. And if you're just looking to hear from some amazing Black entrepreneurs and business professionals who are currently on the journey to making themselves and their brand successful, we got your back. So come check us out on Anchor FM and almost all streaming platforms using the name Powerfully, Black and Excellent without the E. We drop new episodes every Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you're not listening to us, what are you doing?
So we're going to start off with the backup way and the additional backup way, because that's easy, and those things are planned. So you've heard me say before that group activities and one-on-one stuff are basically how I break down my social life. My church is virtual still. But that doesn't mean that we have no plans to spend time together. We do. In fact, I've been seeing my church family, but it's been for ministry-related stuff, not so much socializing. That's going to change in summer 2023. I will be seeing my church family for social activities. There are 3-4-ish social plans that I know of as a church, in addition to the monthly men's ministry gatherings, which are taking place every month, starting back next month in June. So there's that. Those are planned out. Don't have to worry about planning that. The other church that I socialize with and that I hang out with, they are going to be doing different things this summer as well. And once again, those things are planned. I'll know when both churches are doing social things, and I should be able to hang out with them as time goes on. Now, they are going to a Nationals game this month, but because money has affected me again, especially with the accident and needing to shell out money for a deposit for this rental car, I can't go. Oh, and paying rent and paying my car note, can't go to social stuff when I have to pay that stuff. So yeah, no Nationals game for me. Plus, baseball games are long as a mug, and I can't fade those. And it's hot outside too, so yeah, scratch that. But in the future, I should be able to accompany the church to different social gatherings. So my church and Born Again Ministries family, socially, that will work in 2023 summertime. Now, again, the one-on-one stuff is a different story because, sadly, that has been non-existent for the last several months. The one person that I could regularly sort of kind of count on for social one-on-one stuff, Karede, she has been in and out of health challenges, which is mostly from her situation changing. And so because her situation has changed, it means there may not be a housewarming party for her this summer. However, there are still other avenues that could be pursued for one-on-one potential and also the potential to create one-on-ones. Let's start with my friend Lexi from the political world. So, of course, last year, spent the majority of last summer in the political realm for the local race. And, of course, my candidate, Walla, won. She is having a birthday celebration this year, and I do plan on celebrating her there and seeing an amazing councilwoman for the first time since last year, because she's been super busy since getting elected, and I haven't really been able to talk to her lately. And I don't know if we're neighbors anymore. We may not be neighbors anymore. I think she may have left the area and moved closer to her job, which makes sense. But if she did, then
Yeah, I don't really see her much anymore around the area because she did that. So, and then of course, my good friend Lex, as I mentioned before, she's good with having gatherings at her house. I did go to one last year, and hopefully there will be another one this year, but I can count on her to have those simply because she is a very social person. She's a socialite, and she has those connections where if she has a gathering at her house, or if she has an idea in her mind to have a gathering at her house, that she is willing to open her home up and she can count on people to show up. So there's that. That might happen every couple of months, but it'll be a great way of connecting with new people and also potentially getting one-on-ones set up. And then there's my coworkers who are the main bulk of my one-on-one socializing as we speak, which is a great start, but it's not going to be enough ultimately because they can't help me. They can't help me achieve the ultimate goal for social endeavors. My coworkers are helping in the sense that they are inviting me to different things to hang out. Now, I'm not going to be able to go to the beach for Memorial Day with my coworker because I've already got Memorial Day plans set up. However, there will be more activities as the summer goes on, and she will invite me because that's just the type of person that she is. Then there's my other coworkers who work at a different school. It's a group of them. It's all three women who work at a middle school. And we are going to hang out this summer because, of course, we're going to celebrate the return of one of us from dark times. In other words, one of us was sick and hospitalized for almost a month and a half. But she's finally back, and we will be celebrating her return. And she has made mention of going to hang out over the summertime, which is excellent. So we've got her, then the ringleader, who also works there, who's the supervisor, and then potentially the third member. So we might be hanging out as a group this summer, finally, for the first time ever, beyond the job, which will also help with work-life balance and one-on-one social activity. Even though it's group-based, the one-on-one part works in that if my good friend does not want to drive her car, she will call me and provide an opportunity for me to make money through gas by helping her out because she simply just does not want to drive and I like to drive. So there's that. That will be happening almost all summer long outside of family things and outside of church-related things, which are going to make up the social aspect of my summer 2023, but it still won't be enough because of the ultimate goal, which none of them can help me accomplish. And I'm going to talk about that briefly before we close out this podcast episode. The ultimate goal for all of this is to meet someone and start a one-on-one process, which will lead to a potential brand new relationship post the breakup from a year ago. It almost happened. Three times, actually. The basics were there. You meet in person, exchange numbers, start talking on the phone.
The basics were there with three people from recent memory. And all of them had cars, which that was on my list. All of them were beautiful. Two of them were God-fearing, and I think the third was. But that's just based off of tradition from within her culture. And for the most part, all three of them came by way of mutual connection. So if I hadn't met these two guys who are pastors, I never would have met a majority of their membership who have become close to me now. Through meeting them, which is my born-again family, I met another one of my brothers, and I met a good friend who got added to the female friends fold early this year after realizing that there was no shot at pursuing something more after the basics fell out of range. The basics also fell out of range with the first person that I met through my bro, who was a drummer at his church. And that was a little bit more complicated than I initially thought, but the basics fell out of being implemented. I know I'm using a bunch of words, but I'll explain what I mean in a second. Then with the third person, I actually met her through my supervisor / coworker / best friend from work. And there was promise of a date, but there was nothing that actually happened, because I realized a little bit later on that when a young woman says they'll think about something, they really aren't going to even consider it. They just said that to be nice. So that's three times in the last couple months of this year that things didn't go past the initial stages, where the conversations on the phone were there, the vibes emotionally were there, and things were developing to where chances of asking out on a date would actually work. It's the same thing that happened with one of my older connections earlier last year. We started hanging out, the invites were there, and then the instant I started to get deeper, she shut down, and we haven't been in touch for several months. Because of this pattern developing over and over again, it makes the ultimate goal kind of fall into the shadows of darkness for becoming a possibility. Pretty much what this means is there's been three weddings so far in 2023. And there are two more coming, my best friend and my cousin. My cousin next year and my best friend later this year. But of course, her US-based wedding will not take place until 2024. So that technically means two weddings in 2024 that I'll be going to. Potentially one going to and the other for sure because of the connection. What this means is, of all the people I know who've actually made it to that day and tied the knot, they all had to go through the same process. They had to start off meeting each other. They had to start off as friends. They had to build the friendship. Then they progressed into the relationship piece, boyfriend, girlfriend, and they stuck with it for years. And then they got engaged after a certain period of time and then got married. That's exactly how you do it. And that's exactly how I plan on doing it. In my own viewpoint, I've mentioned this before, I need a good year or 2 years of dating before finally getting down on one knee, because I like to fully know the person that I'm getting close to, that this is 100% confirmed by God as the person that I'm supposed to marry. But I won't know that until after at least a year of dating or more, which means that we can't be stuck, or I can't keep getting stuck in this loop of, oh, you know, we're cool, but we don't really go anywhere past a couple conversations. Can't stay stuck in that loop for long, because the ultimate goal is get past this phase, go to the next phase, get back into the dating world, and actually stay in the dating world for 1 year to 2 years, and then potentially drop down on one knee into my 30s. That is, of course, the goal. It has always been the goal, and it will continue to be the goal. Now, how early in my 30s, that may actually end up changing, because it might actually be, at this point, we'll be 30 in 2024. So it's looking like, if we continue to live, it's looking like at least 33, 35, hopefully. But it won't happen if we don't get past this stage. We, meaning myself and the other person. It all starts at the right particular time. With people being out more in summertime, you would think that summertime is the perfect chance to actually start that type of a process, and you would be right only if you are in a scenario where you don't have to have alarm bells go off after you meet someone new. And recently, my alarm bells have been going off like crazy within at least a week or 2 weeks after meeting said person, and it is not the move anymore. So, I will say for this last point that it is possible that 2023 could be the year, but it's 50-50 simply because the last several times it's potentially could have started, the process was either delayed, derailed, or completely not followed at all, to where I had to step in and make cuts. And so, in order to have a satisfactory summer 2023, which resembles 2019 in some way, shape, or form, the social stuff has to be there, as well as the potential for branching off and developing, just like different people I know. There are people who are in the process of developing and almost ready to become an official couple. I have been keeping things on the down low simply because that's my nature. If you tell me something in confidence, I will keep it in confidence. But when I say I know people who are in that spot, there are two people in particular that I'm thinking of in that spot who have yet to become a couple. And there's one dude and his girl, the drummer from the church that I met the other girl at. He and his girl are going on, I think they crossed over into like 2-3 years of dating at this point, and they are on the path of getting engaged. And so the process is being followed by other people. But for me, for some reason, the process is being cannibalized by these women out here today, whether they be Christ followers or not. So while the social aspect will be there, I don't know if the other part will be there simply because it's 50-50. There's a small chance, and it just depends on what happens from this point forward. So I'm going to leave you with two life tips for summer 2023 so that you can be satisfied with your own experience. Number one, plan accordingly after plans you had were canceled. Not everything you plan will happen, but plans will change. And when plans change, it's good to have a plan B, C, D, E, F, G, etc., etc. So make new plans after the plans that you have change. And then number two, keep spending time, or continue to spend time with the people who matter, but also don't be afraid to put yourself out there and potentially create the future that you want for yourself right now. It's terrifying to be in a situation where you meet different people where there could be potential, knowing in the back of your mind that there's very little chance for potential because of what you've experienced in the past. It's up to that person to change your past. And if they choose not to, then you're continually stuck in that loop. It's hard. It's difficult. I know. I'm going through it now. But the number one thing you have to remember is that your energy will either be accepted or rejected based off of whether or not they like you. There is one chance that things could get better in this scenario. And I'm going to talk about that in particular next week. So for now, have a satisfactory summer 2023. Wait, social media. Wait, social media. Don't go. Gotta give you our social media.
If you want to follow Life Tips Podcast on the internet, there are several ways you can do this. The first is on Facebook. The second is on Twitter. And the third is on Instagram. So on all three of these platforms, search at Life Tips Podcast. If you'd like to follow me on Instagram at Nate_the_speaker and at Spoken Life Tips. And on Facebook at Spoken Life Tips. So that is basically where you can find the show on social media and where you can find me on social media. Twitter. @auth_gen_person. That's @AUTH_GEN_person. And that's about it. So Those are the social media accounts that you can follow the show on and follow me on. And so I look forward to connecting with you on the internet. And yeah.